time off. Oh, second time you cut it.
What do you mean? The second cutting. But I would differ with you there. You said plant. We always sow. Now, anything in a row is planted, and what you broadcast, we shall call sown. Now,
that,
sow
it, huh?
Yeah.
I see.
That's
well,
just
I,
our expression here, you know.
That may be what they use everywhere. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You used to put wheat in units, a smaller unit and a larger unit, before they, what did they call these units? You used the word...
You mean the thrashed wheat or the planted sown wheat?
Well, I don't know. Sown, I guess. Let's try that first. the wheat would grow when you cut it, and they'd put it in a bundle. Is that what you'd use? Or used to
well, use? They used to, yeah.
Yeah, used to use the word bundle.
Bundle, yeah, when they cut it with a binder. That's right.
When they cut it with a binder.
Yeah. Of course, now it's combined, and there's no bundle.
Yeah, I know they don't do it the same way.
No.
Then they put a few of these bundles together into
a... Oh, a shock. I see what you're getting at.
A what?
Shock. We'd call it shock. Wheat shock.
Now, how about, you say with wheat, a pretty good yield is 40...
bushel.
Okay. And they used to do something to the oats too. They would.
Well, they would do the same thing.
Thrash
them, and they would thrash this wheat too, of course.
Mm-hmm. You used to say you have to cook for
thrasher.
And when you're through with the with this job, you might say the oats. You're all finished. The oats are. Like we said the oats.
You mean the good?
Thrashed.
Oh, the oats are thrashed.
Okay. And somebody gives you a ride, and you say, "I'll get out here. This is all. This is
as far as I go."
That's what?
As far as I go.
And this is mine, and that's
theirs.
And this is ours, and that's this is his, and this is. I'm just going to get a few of these words like that.
I guess that's theirs too.
All right. This is theirs, and that's
yeah. Ours.
You don't say our and or theirs.
No.
Okay. Somebody comes to visit you, and you want them to visit again sometime. And when they go to leave, you say to them,
"Come back again. Always welcome."
You go to a party, and come home, and your wife wants to know the names of the people who were there. What would you say? Who
all was there?
And they want to know everything that they said. But you might say, "What?"
Oh, I guess. What all did they say? Now that's kind of going southern on that, isn't it? You're using the word "all" in there.
Whatever comes natural. And you want to know the names of the children who were there, and the parents of the children. Whose children
were there?
All right. What kind of homemade bread do you have that you used to make or still?
Cornbread. Well, it used to be the wheat bread too. They used to mix it all. But now they hardly ever make homemade wheat bread. They make homemade cornbread.
Mm-hmm. What was the size of the shape of the loaf?
Well, it was oblong.
About 4 inches by. 5 inches.
Well, yeah. The loaves my mother made was about, I'd say, 5 or 6 wide and 8 or 9 long. She had a pretty good sized pan. Maybe 5 or 6 deep, pretty good sized slices.
Okay.